The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolly Marks. How are you?
Well, I'm fresh off the press conference with Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
And can I just say, I mean, I know it's the resignation that's been heard all around the world. Can I just say, let's take a moment to acknowledge the dignity, the integrity, and the all-round class act that is Nikki Haley, who, as we know, has handed in her resignation. There are no great scandals. She's just completed her press conference with President Trump. There are no great scandals. She's extremely proud of the position America is in, especially at the United Nations today. She thanked President Trump, the First Lady Melania. She paid tribute to Jared and Ivanka and said that what many people don't realize is the amount of work they're doing behind the scenes. She's exceptionally proud of the record of calling out the bias against Israel. She believes that we leave, or she leaves the ambassadorship to the United Nations and America in a better position. And she's extraordinary. Her reasons for resigning are not controversial. There's no scandal that's going to come out from the White House. Her reasons are actually quite simple. She believes in good governance. She believes that government figures need to rotate. I mean, I wish some people here, Kathy, would understand. What are you saying,
Rolene Marks?
Just saying, because that's the feeling in the country at the moment, especially as we head to municipal elections.
Yeah.
But she believes that it's very, very important for government officials to rotate, to bring in new energy, and she says it's been a very, very busy 8 years. She was asked whether or not it's about spending more time with her family, and she said that
Hold on a second. Can I just stop you 1 second? She hasn't been the US ambassador to the UN for 8 years. She's only
been there as part
of Trump's administration. So why does she, I mean, that's not even a year. Why does she need to resign?
She'll complete her term at the end of the year. She will see the year out. You know, she did speak about being in government and that, you know, she was the governor of South Carolina, you know, that, she's very, very proud to have served. She said she very, very, bluntly and openly, much to my distress and to many people's distress, she is not running for 2020, but she will continue to support the current administration. She sang the praises of the current administration. She just feels, Kathy, that, you know, this kind of position, there needs to be, you know, new energy. There needs to be good governance. That, you know, you can't hold on to portfolios for too long.
Yeah. Interesting. One of our listeners, Roland, you know, weighing in, he says, let Caroline Glick take over from Nikki Haley. What's your thoughts on that?
From Israel, we would probably not back that idea. First of all, there needs to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Yeah, but everybody's an American, and who, you know, aside from the Native Americans, who's really American?
We would say you need somebody.
Okay, I'm just playing, Rolene. I'm just playing.
A little bit more diplomatic.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Roland. Who do you think? I'd be so interested to hear. Who do you think could possibly take over from Nikki Haley? I mean, if you are a political animal and you follow politics in the United States, you know, Republicans, Democrats, I'd be interested to know, is there somebody who you think would be a suitable and effective ambassador to the United Nations? Let me know. You can do that on 061-895-1019. That's the SMS line. Well, that's actually WhatsApp. You can also send us a telegram. You can SMS us on 34519. You can tweet at Chai FM, or you can tweet at me personally at Kathy Kaler, K-A-T-H-Y-K-A-L-E-R. We're talking about Nikki Haley, and I'd be interested to know. If you see anyone who's speculating about
who? Well, one of them is the National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has held this portfolio before. And
how effective was he?
He did an astounding job, and he may not be as good looking. He's also a very strong supporter of Israel. And what has been interesting, if you're looking at the analysis as it's come out within the last hour or so, a lot of people are not just talking about her incredible record in supporting Israel and putting various agencies of the United Nations on blast for their bias and for their mismanagement of funds. That has been a big achievement of the United States, this current administration, in policing the funds that they give to the United Nations. But a lot of people are saying, at the beginning when Trump took his presidency, when he assumed his presidency, there was a lot of speculation that there could be war between the United States and North Korea, and they are saying that her exceptional job in brokering now a better diplomatic relationship between the two countries has been exceptional, as well as her calling out Venezuela, a country that seems to, escape the eagle eye of the world and world attention, and her record has been exemplary. And I think, she can leave at the end of the year with her head held high. She has done an exceptional job, and
she did it in heels.
So proud.
Can I just say, she did it in heels.
She did it in heels. You can't rock this in heels.
Okay, Rolene. Some suggestions coming in. Mervyn saying, Huckabee's daughter, Mike Huckabee's daughter. I don't know any of these people. Is it Newt Gingrich?
No.
Who Gingrich?
Newt Gingrich, no.
Gingrich.
No.
Would be a great, as a US ambassador, excuse the spelling, that's from Clive. And Neil wants to know what Dennis Prager would say. Dennis Prager, I have no idea what Dennis Prager would say, but I have no doubt that he will be talking about it on his show, which you can catch between 7 and 10 weekday nights. Yeah, those are the suggestions. If you've just joined us, Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, has resigned. That's news that broke about an hour ago. And I'm asking you the question, if you're a political animal, if you are familiar with the political scenery, I suppose, in the United States, and you do follow it, do you see a possible candidate to replace Nikki Haley? Let me know. 34519. You can also send a WhatsApp or a Telegram, and that number is 061-895-1019. Joining me on the line from Israel is our Israel correspondent, Rolene Marks. All right, so that's the big news that you've been.
That's the huge news. I mean, I was shocked. I might need a whiskey when we're done here, Kat. In fact,
Thursday's coming.
but just to reiterate, in all seriousness, this is a very, very, very important portfolio. It's a very, very serious portfolio at the United Nations, and the person who does fill her shoes has to be somebody who is exemplary, who is articulate, who is exceptionally diplomatic in the way that they put their argument across, and somebody who can remain calm. She used the term, it's been a pleasure to serve and put on her armor as she's gone into the United Nations on behalf of Americans every day.
Very interesting. Rolene, one story left that I want to talk about. Is UNRWA about to get kicked out of Jerusalem?
Well, I think before the mayor of Jerusalem, the current mayor of Jerusalem, steps down, there are municipal elections all over the country at the end of the month. Going to be very interesting, Kathy. Lots of Olim involved in various cities. But Nir Barkat announced that he plans to remove UNRWA from the city. He says they operate illegally. They promote incitement against Israel. Their schools, their hospitals, don't serve who they're meant to serve. They don't fulfill their mandate. Instead, they are perpetuating a refugee problem, and we want to stop the incitement. So he has aims to kick them out of the city.
So, yeah, I think it's a much longer discussion because, you know, there's two sides to every coin. No?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned yesterday, you know, when President Trump announced the cuts to the UNRWA budget, you know, a lot of people celebrated. They said, you know, this is a great move. It's, you know, telling UNRWA that we're not going to take your incitement anymore, which is very, very, very important, and a recommendation from Prime Minister Netanyahu that funding should go to the UNHRC or High Commissioner for refugees, so that there's equal treatment for all refugees. The one concern, and this is especially from the COGAT unit and those who are very familiar with Gaza, one of the concerns is, does this budget cut or will this budget cut make the or worsen the humanitarian crisis that already exists in Gaza?
Yeah, well, we'll have to wait and see, but I think that they've got to sort it out, because if you've got an NGO that is posing as one thing and actually delivering something else, then that does have to stop. But if they are doing good work, then, you know, you can't afford to have the slack with a community that is already, you know, living a very impoverished life. Anyway.
Well, that's it. That's exactly it. And, that's a discussion that, you know, we can definitely have.
And I would love to have that. Rolene, some other suggestions coming in, to replace Nikki Haley at the United Nations. Ted Cruz. Somebody's suggesting.
Interesting choice.
Very interesting. Would he be able to work with Trump though? I mean, you know, when they were on the campaign trail, Trump, you know, the gloves were off when it came to, you know, the insults and things like that. Yeah. I don't know, but, you know, also weighing in. Unsigned says, I'm totally devastated that Nikki Haley has resigned. Yeah, it does feel like that. Why do we feel so close to this woman?
Because she has been exceptional. Somebody's actually messaged me saying, you know, she shouldn't have taken the first job in the first place. She's supporting the worst president in US history, the most divisive. And I'd like to comment on that. And no, you can be assured I'll be commenting on Facebook. You know, whatever you think of President Trump, whatever you think of whoever's administration, the one thing you cannot take away is the exceptional work that Nikki Haley has done, not just for Jews, not just for the state of Israel, not just for the United States, but for countries around the world where there are grave humanitarian crises that have largely gone unnoticed, and Nikki Haley put them firmly on the agenda, and for that we should all be truly grateful.
Indeed, and for your reports I'm truly grateful. Rolene Marks, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you tomorrow, 5:15.
Good evening, Kath. Right. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.